The rest of the story. It was an apparently ordinary car on a lonely street in the middle of the night, but quietly at a distance, the police were tailing it. The driver of the car first sensed being stalked and then looked up and saw the headlights of the pursuing vehicle growing larger in the rearview mirror. Well, the driver floorboarded the accelerator. The tires screeched and the chase was on. Bootleg turned dead left down a side street. The pursuing police, surprised, swung wide, almost spinning out. And then, even more surprised, the cops glanced up to see the target car spin like a top in a perfect J-turn. It was heading right at them. The police had to swerve to avoid a head-on. They turned around, struggled to continue their pursuit, but they were too slow in doing so. This car, and this was the same car they had chased night after night after night, had eluded them again with another string of spectacular, evasive maneuvers. Who is driving that thing? One cop would invariably remark to another, and that, of course, is the rest of the story. Once upon a time, a dozen years ago, a rebel labor leader in Poland was daring to oppose the communist occupiers of his country. He was a roughneck worker from the Gdansk shipyards named Lech Wałęsa, and as he moved furtively about Warsaw from one underground meeting to the next, seeking to rally support for his cause, the government secret police were ever on his trail. A couple of times they caught him and threw him in jail, but mostly he eluded them. Mostly he eluded them because he had a nondescript car and a skilled driver. I mean a skilled driver. A driver with a keen eye and a heavy foot and such talented hands on the wheel that Lech Wałęsa's car, being pursued, could do a rolling roadblock or a dry street J in 2 seconds, leaving secret police outmaneuvered and outdistanced. Well, one day, Lech Wałęsa, this renegade leader of the Solidarity Union, would surface with enough followers to be elected the president of Poland. And he is now the president of Poland. And this month, early this month, the Fiat car company designed a special automobile for President Wałęsa, a shiny new Cinquecento, a brand new car, and they presented it to him. And the president thanked the Fiat car company, but then he explained that there was somebody who deserves that car more than does he. And thus, the first week of this month, Lech Wałęsa presented his new car as a gift to the talented wheel handler who had surreptitiously sped him here and there around Warsaw in that dangerous decade ago. For the super driver who confounded the communist secret police with race course technique, Lech Wałęsa's own personal speed demon turns out to have been instead a lead-footed angel. Sister Paulina, now Mother Superior Paulina, a Roman Catholic nun, and now you know the rest of the story.